This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-YOU-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Welcome for another month to the Berry Street Podcast, produced at Joy 94.9. Berry Street is a proud long-term supporter of Joy, and we are delighted to be able to support them in return with producing this podcast and sharing some of the amazing work they do in the community. Today, we welcome back a very familiar voice, Megan Holden, Regional Director in the Southeast Region and also Chair of Berry Street's Diversity and Inclusion Committee. How are you going, Megan?
I'm well. Thanks for having me here.
It's been a while since we've been face-to-face in the Joy Studios.
It has.
So for those listeners that are new to this very podcast, can you please briefly tell us about Berry Street and where the organisation started?
Berry Street has a long history. Started in 1877 here in Melbourne, and we're a Victorian-based organisation. We're a children, youth and families organisation. So we run a number of services like foster care, family violence services. We run the Berry Street School. Lots of services to support families and children in our community.
I always find it amazing because the more I think I know about Berry Street and the services that they provide, something will come out of nowhere and I'll be like, wow, Berry Street do that as well?
There's
like,
always something new.
The school itself is incredible in the work that they do.
It really is. It's a fantastic program.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role specifically, Megan?
So I'm the regional director for our southeast area of services. So that covers the metropolitan area of Melbourne, running from St Kilda out through the border of Gippsland and across to the Doncaster area. So it's a fairly wide area, and we provide services like foster care services, residential care, and case management services. And we've also got our Noble Park campus of our school.
Fantastic. And when, I guess, did you take on the title of the chair of Berry Street's Diversity and Inclusion Committee?
So that's been a piece of work that we commenced earlier this year. It's really exciting. We're really excited about it. You know, we have done a lot of work around the LGBTI community. We've done also pieces of work around the experience of Indigenous members of our community as well. And when we started to look at all the different, diverse groups within Berry Street and within our community, we looked at the concept of diversity and inclusion. And that's what it's developed into.
Right.
So we know that we've done a lot of work and we know we've got a lot of work still to do. But, we are very passionate about celebrating diversity in our community and we find that really important. And so the Diversity Inclusion Steering Committee will oversee the various pieces of work that we do.
Why is it so important to have a committee looking into inclusion and diversity? Is it because sometimes things can be forgotten or, it's not at the forefront of people's minds that perhaps you need to have that perspective on things to make sure everyone's, on an even playing field and everyone's considered for roles and responsibilities?
I think it's all of those things. I think it's about recognising the value of diversity in our community and within Berry Street.
Yep.
I think it's about ensuring that people feel respected and safe and included within our organisation, that we're providing the right types of support to our staff and to our carers and to our young people, that they're getting those positive messages, that they feel that they can be themselves at work or within our services or with their social worker or whoever, that they know when they come to Berry Street that they will be safe and they will be respected and they will be considered. And when we look at areas of issues like accessibility for people with disabilities, that we are planning for all of our staff. So we look at access to our buildings. We look at whatever supports are needed for those different areas. And we also look at issues of advocacy and what are the issues that are really important and what's the message that our organisation organisation is giving. So it's a big piece of work, but I think it's so important for us to be the type of organisation we want to be.
But you're such a big organisation these days after over 100 years, right?
And we are.
You are, I guess, the voice and representing so many people within that organisation. So it's important for you to, I guess, make public statements on things and tell the community what overall the organisation feels about particular issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Well, Berry Street has been a long supporter of the queer community for some time, but you've recently issued a strong statement on marriage equality. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So this was a discussion, particularly leading up to the federal election. Obviously, everyone was talking about marriage equality. And
we've made so much progress since, Megan.
That's right. And as an organisation, we were obviously talking about it as well and what it meant to the community, what it meant to, again, our staff, what sort of messaging was coming out, what it meant for our same-sex carers, a whole lot of things. And we had supported same-sex adoption earlier in the year. So this was a discussion that we had, and we felt it was important and that we had a responsibility to make a statement about this. We know that we see this as a human rights issue, that it's people's human rights to choose their partner and to have that right to make that commitment and to be able to marry and be recognised in marriage. But we were also really conscious of the fact that, you know, discrimination in its various forms is damaging, and it's damaging to people's mental health, it's damaging to people's physical health, and it impacts so many areas of their lives. And for us as an organisation, thinking about that, we felt it was our responsibility to, I guess, send that positive message of support, you know, because it impacts young people. We know the rates of you know, mental health, depression, self-harming, suicide rates for LGBTI young people is quite big. And to be hearing negative messages, you know, or implied messages, debates is damaging.
Damaging, right, yeah. Did you anticipate that there would be both positive and negative responses to your announcement? Often LGBTI issues attract a varying of opinion, as we know, within the community. It's not always what we'd like to hear, is it?
Look, I think there's diverse views out in the community, and that's okay. You know, that's perfectly fine. And there would be positive and negative, and have been some positive and negative responses. But I guess, you know, we're clear on our position, and we're clear on why. And I guess that the bottom line for us is that it's okay to have a different view, but, you know, we promote respectful discussion of those views and not negative or disrespectful discussions.
Sure. What about opinions within Berry Street? So current foster carers that do not identify as being part of the LGBTI community, have they been mostly positive about the changes? Or?
Yeah, look, we have had some very positive responses. Well, I mean, you know, again, people will have diverse views, and what we promote is respect in the organisation, and it's okay for people to have different views, but we expect that people would be respectful. But we have had some carers actually at our last Pride March who don't identify as LGBTI,
right,
who actually said one of the main reasons they joined Berry Street was because of our Fostering with Pride campaign, where we promoted the ability to become foster carers for LGBTI people, because they felt it was really important for them it was an important issue to them, and they wanted to be with an organisation that really spoke out and promoted it. So,
and that
was fantastic to have them come along to Pride.
And I think it's quite interesting, because I shouldn't name which organisations that I've spoken to in the past, but often when I've had communications with some other foster care providers that seem to be more of a church sort of based organisation, I've sort of asked that question as well, like, are you comfortable with the LGBTI community being foster carers? And you kind of hear sort of responses like, oh yeah, but it doesn't sound like it's particularly thought through. So I think in my case, if I was to become wanting to become a foster carer, I'd find that a little bit concerning.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we know is it's important to be explicit and to be clear and to own the language.
Yeah,
you know, we promote foster care to LGBTI people because we think that what's important for children is to have love and to to have care. And there's a lot of LGBTI people that can provide that.
That's it. This is a very proactive stance. Why is it important to Berry Street to do this, and how will this stance support the young people you care for?
I think, you know, as we say in the statement, you know, it's love that makes a family. And we think that's an important message to give everybody, but we think it's important for children. And as a Children, Youth and Families organisation, we feel really strongly with that. We believe that marriage equality, as we say, is the right thing to do, and that it's the right thing for children because they need to be in loving homes. But the message that we're wanting to give is that the love of their parents is valuable, that their relationship is the same as every other relationship, and that kids really hear that message, that they're not hearing hateful messages or that they're not learning negative attitudes either, because we know that kids learn different views, whether it's racist views or homophobic views. Sure. We don't believe children are born with those attitudes. They hear them, they learn from what they hear and see, and we want to make sure that they're getting those positive messages.
And I think the interactions that I've had with kids that have same-sex foster carers, you know, they're very thankful to be in that situation. They have two parents that they, you know, are being guided by and supported by, and they wouldn't change that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Again, it comes down to love makes a family, and if you feel valued and you feel supported and listened to, you know, that is what makes the difference.
That's it. What other moves are Berry Street making, or have you made, to support an inclusive community?
As I mentioned, we've got the Diversity Inclusion Steering Group. So we are doing a number of pieces of work under that umbrella to support the diversity within our organisation and within our clients. We've also just started working with Pride in Diversity, is a great organisation that will help us with some of that work and help us to look at our planning and look at our policies to make sure that we're looking through the right lenses to make sure it's a welcoming organisation and a respectful organisation, inclusive. And we will also be undertaking our accreditation under the Rainbow Tick. So lots of work to do, but we're really excited about it.
What messages are you trying to send to families that you work with by coming out with this statement?
I think the message that we're wanting to give is that, obviously, as an organisation, is that we do celebrate diversity, that we do support the human rights of LGBTI people, that we do recognise the damaging impact of discrimination on people, and that we encourage people to lend their support. And again, as we said, you know, we encourage respectful debate, and that's what we'd like to see happen.
In terms of doing the best thing for children that are living in families where their parents are in a same-sex relationship, what would you like to see happen?
We really like to see, well, firstly, marriage equality recognised. You know, that's our ultimate aim, is to see people being able to make those choices and to be recognised legally and to have their relationships recognised. But I think through that process, we want to see it happen quickly. We think that it needs to be done in a way that is respectful and that is safe for people, and that we're not encouraging negative or hateful language through this process. Let's move and make it happen.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us once again on the Berry Street podcast. We appreciate you coming in and sharing all the amazing things that you and the organisation are doing together.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
That was the Berry Street podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-YOU-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837, or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Over 1 million children have been harmed by family violence. 1 in 5 women have suffered from domestic violence. And half of those women will be caring for children. Like me.
At Berry Street, we know this is all of our problem. Violence is probably happening to someone in our own street. They're our kids. Please Google Hannah at Berry Street and donate today. It's urgent.
For kids like me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.